All right, welcome to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and today we are also joined by our co-host, Reverend Lolita. Hello, Reverend Lolita, how are you doing today?
I am doing good. What's going on?
Great, not much.
Our
switchboard is lined up today. I'm doing great, thank you for asking.
Wow,
and
okay.
Yeah, it kind of lit up at the last minute, too. Really weird, but kind of cool. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and bring on some callers here, huh?
Bring on your, do your specials and remind everyone out there right now, no chat questions are going to be answered today. So if you guys want your questions answered, please call online today. Thank you.
Yes, please call in. There are no chat questions today. In fact, the chat room will be kept closed for this evening. We may also be joined by our special guest and special co-host of today under the name Cindy. And let me check and see if we have her here. As a momentary notice, today we are doing a special for 30 minutes on the website for $10. That's right, people. Once more, we are featuring the 30-minute readings, private readings for only $10, can be found at howpsychic.com. All right, and it looks like we have our co-host here, Cindy. I'm bringing you on. Hello, Cindy. You are live and on air.
Hi, Reverend Adam. How are you today?
Doing great. And how are you today, Cindy?
I'm having a great day.
Wonderful.
Hey, Cindy.
Hi, Lolita. How are you tonight?
I am doing good. How's it going with you?
Good. Very good. I've got a dog that was poisoned a couple of days ago. Accidentally, I think he ingested a plant outside, and today he had just a fantastic day. Yesterday morning was really touch and go, but he had a great day all day today, so it's been a good day.
So he has healed. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we're going to go ahead and start taking callers if you're both ready, and we'll see what the day brings.
Awesome.
All right.
All right. Once more, for all of our callers, we are taking one-part questions and one question per caller this evening, as that is our new format and something that we have to stick to. Our first caller for today is coming under area code 916. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hey, Adam, it's Mary. I'm sure you know what I'm going to ask about. I'm just going to be very quick.
Okay.
But as you know, it's not for me to go in a different direction with this question, but you know what we've discussed, and I just need a little bit more insight into it because I've kind of running out of patience. You know I understand about divine timing and the work that I do, but just wondering if you could offer some insight into my situation with the move.
Okay, Mary, give me one moment. I'll tune in.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You know, the only thing that I'm sensing right now, Mary, is that I feel that there was a bit of a holdup here. And I feel it had to do with something with his home life, where he has been living. I feel that something had happened that was sort of out of his control and out of the control of the individual that we know he's been taking care of in return.
Okay, so is this going to cause, and I hope everything's okay, is this going to cause much more of a delay?
I can go over that with you at a later time, Mary, but we're only doing one question per call.
Okay, I appreciate it so much. Thanks so much.
Thank
Have a good evening.
All
right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. You guys still here?
Yeah, we're still here.
Wonderful. All right, and just for all of our callers today, if Cindy gets anything, she's going to go ahead and speak out and tell you what she might see as well or might feel. Cindy, to introduce her more formally, is a very powerful empathic, and she really has a lot of gifts of intuitive ability as well. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 510. Hello, caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Kelly, and I'm calling from California.
Hello, Kelly, and how may we help you today?
I would like to know, I feel an energy around me, especially at nighttime, like on my bed and stuff, and I'm just wondering if you could tell me who this spirit is.
Okay. I'm going to take a moment to tune in. Cindy, if you're feeling anything, feel free to go ahead.
I just keep getting that it's a family member that's passed. I'm not a medium. And I really can't give you a name. But I just real strongly keep getting that it's a family member that's passed that's trying to get your attention.
Okay. And Cindy, I would agree with that because I'm feeling a male type figure, sort of like a father figure or someone that may have been a male gender that she looked up to. Is there anyone that you looked up to or that you were very emotionally attached to of the male gender?
Yes, my father just passed a little while back.
Okay. And I'm sensing that this is probably him, hon. And he's trying to let you know that he's there. He's trying to look out for you. Are you going through a very difficult time right now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I am.
And this applies both to your living status, like your financial, your household, and I feel a little bit to do with the love or something of the heart here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going through a breakup right now.
So. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, he's there in spirit, and he's looking out for you. So, Cindy, I think you did a great job connecting on this one here.
Great.
Well,
that's wonderful to know.
Yes. Now, sweetie,
I didn't want to be afraid.
That's understandable. I'm really feeling here that... Is there, like, a distance that was between you and your father when this occurred?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Quite a bit of a distance. And then it's like he's telling me he's trying to close that gap. He's trying to reconnect in some form.
Okay, thank you so much. I don't have to be afraid. It's strange to me that he comes at, like, 1, 2 in the morning and, like, wakes me up. Like moving my bed around, like I can feel like weight on my bed.
Well, some of us refer to those hours in the wee morning as being the spirit hours, because wee morning hours sometimes are for good spirits or bad spirits, but it seems to be the time where the veil is the thinnest between the living and the deceased. Okay. And this is him trying to say, hey, you know I wasn't the best, and I know I wasn't able to do certain things because I always ended up, like, getting in my own way or in the way of actually realizing what I should have been doing. And he's trying to make up for that now, okay?
What I suggest is also lighting a white candle before you go to bed. And just ask him to come into your dreams, you know, for any messages. You know, just take some time out before you go to bed every day so you actually have a sense of ease while he's there and not fearing it. And so that way, when you start doing that, you'll find a sense of calmness and then he'll give you some messages through the dreams instead of him waking you up. So just ask, and I know he'll listen.
Okay, great. Thank you. Great, good, because I'm thinking this is like a pervert ghost or something, so it's great to hear this.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. I understand. Well, thank you for calling in, and may you have
thank
a blessed
you guys
evening.
So much. Thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
You.
Take advantage of the special that he has.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That $10 or 30 minutes to get more information from your dad, you never know. You make him come back in.
Yes, thank you. I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to move on to our next caller for today. We're off to a good start here. And let me see whom we have coming in next. Our next caller is coming by area code 910. Hello, caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, my name is Kathy from North Carolina. Nice.
Hello,
Kathy.
Hello, Kathy.
I have a question. Hello.
Yeah.
I have a question about my youngest daughter, Kayla, who was recently diagnosed with HPV virus.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that?
Not too familiar, but I'm sure Lo is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I have a question about where we stand with all this.
Okay. That's understandable here. Give me one moment. I'm going to see what the cards are saying on this one, sweetie, as well as through my own clairvoyancy here. Wow. The first thing I'm pulling out is that there's a lack of funding for the health care that she needs. Okay. So is there something that is a treatment that she could get or some type of medical care that the funding's not quite there for right now?
Well, I don't know at this point because right now they said it's not in the cancerous stage, so they're not doing
mm-hmm.
anything.
Okay. Because I feel that even though it's not in the cancerous stage, they need to do some type of therapeutic treatment, okay, even in the earliest stages right now. So I would suggest getting a second opinion. I do not feel that even with it progressing, if it's going to progress here, I do not feel that it's going to become something that's going to take her life, okay? I am feeling that somehow you guys will get the proper care for her and the proper environment, which will heal her. In fact, I see it going into remission.
Okay. That's wonderful. If I could just get her to listen to me, you know how 20-year-olds are.
I understand. Mm-hmm. And the one concern that I do have is that the environment she is in, and it's not the best of environments, but it's simply not the worst either. It seems to be a very, it's not even neutral. It seems to be a little bit negative, okay? So it's not in the neutral state. It's just a little bit into the negative. And I feel that if we get an improvement with that environment and the person around her, then maybe we might just see it happening where she's going to heal a lot faster. Okay?
Okay.
Cindy,
so
are you getting anything on this one?
I was feeling the same thing as far as her environment and getting
mm-hmm.
her into a positive environment and keeping that energy around her in a very raised state.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that you both are right, and that's why I'm trying to get her to move back home till she has a
mm-hmm.
chance to heal, but I'm not having any luck with that.
Mm-hmm. If you keep on the matter, you will, but this is a part of her process right now that she has to go through for her healing and her self-realization.
I'm going to tell you from a practical standpoint point of view, my brother's an OBGYN doctor. That's curable. Okay, that's for one.
I know.
Also, two, how should I say this in a nice way? It's so hard for me. She has to, like Adam said, she has to go through this own own healing, because that is part of an emotional thing that she has to deal with. And I cannot find out what emotional thing it's related to at this point, but everything that we kind of go through is part of emotion. So doing some type of reconnective healing on her would be a good thing. But she has to make that choice. And I just need you to stay grounded and more powerful. And I just need you to sit there and send positive energy. And you telling her, at a 20-year-old, I was a 20-year-old. We all were once 20-year-olds. We're not going to listen. This is her own path, her own life, and she has to dictate it. So as a mother, I'd rather see you send positive energy and step away 5 steps back until she has that understanding. Because right now, you're going to just push and push and for her further away. But if you just send that positive healing, that when you're doing meditation, just give her that love, energy, healing, so you can have her in the back of, in your hands again. You know, she's going to have to make that choice. You can't. So I don't want you to worry too much. I want you to start being more positive for yourself, because it's not in your control. It's not.
Okay.
The best thing that you can do for everybody in the situation. And then, two, find a reconnective healer. If you don't have one, we have my little sister, Pooja, is a reconnective healer. And we can help you guys on that side of things. But I just need you to start shifting your mind and your focus to the positive side instead of telling, because telling is not going to get anybody nowhere.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good advice.
I would definitely concur with that. I have a 20-year-old right now who was in a car accident last year and almost killed, and has some very long-term issues, disabilities from that accident, and he's had a real problem dealing with it. But me trying to tell him, where it's so obvious to me with his attitude, and he just gets more and more rebellious.
Yeah.
And what seems so simple to me from my view outside looking in, it wasn't working. I had to stop saying, you're going down the wrong path. Don't do this. Don't have this attitude. Look at it like this. Didn't work. I had to sit back and start sending that healing energy. And I do energy healing as well, a combination of different types of energy healing with the reconnection, Reiki Master, and quantum touch, and kind of my own choice with all of them, the way I combine them. But I just sit back, and I don't have to say anything to him, and I send that light. I put him in that space of energy and ask that every cell in his body be healed and whole and healthy from his emotional aspect and the way he's feeling and trying to deal with it and to deal with the changes in his life.
Nice.
And I see a difference. I see a difference, and he doesn't even know where it's coming from.
Yeah, because the best thing we can do is, I think sometimes we enable our family members, but we want them. This is their journey. So the quicker they learn, the more quicker that they're going to learn their healing, their challenges. So don't enable. I think sometimes we're raised as parents, we just know how to enable them, but sometimes you got to let us fall. You got to let children fall. And the earlier we'll let them fall, the quicker they're going to learn, whether it take 1, 2, 3 times. But they'll learn quickly.
Oh, yes. So now, everyone is on this earth, you know, the people that are good, the people that are bad, whatever. Everyone here is here for a reason and is here to serve a purpose, one for others and another for themselves to learn. Okay, but to go back to what Cindy's talking about with the cellular healing, you know, a part of that is because when we go through life, we absorb our memories and our experiences into every cellular atom within our bodies and within our spirit and our minds, okay? And in order to really get the healing going, we have to focus on those cellular memories. Now, as Lolita had stated earlier, she's not able to tell you exactly what the cause of this is and why she's having to go through this physically because of emotion. But here's where the emotion connects, sweetie. She has been going through life trying to force things to happen the way she wants them. And she has also been settling for less than she deserves or has wanted. And that is because she is afraid that she will not be able to accomplish everything she wants in the exact way she's wanted it through being of the positive accord. And you'll notice that a lot of that rebellion has been directed towards you. And I have a really good feeling that she is going to make a turnaround emotionally, physically, health-wise, so on and so forth. But like we're trying to tell you here, long as you stand back and you just give her that support emotionally and you're there compassionately for her, then that will draw her closer instead of pushing her away. Okay?
Wonderful advice. And what you just said, Adam, was her in a nutshell.
Wonderful.
And thank you, everyone, for all of your advice because I needed it all so bad and all of you touched me deeply. I am truly grateful.
You're so
thank
welcome.
You. We're glad that we're able to help you.
You're welcome.
Keep it in our
stay positive.
I will, and I'll keep Believe Healing, the center that you were referring to in Charleston, South Carolina, in mind as well. Maybe I can go there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful
thank
evening.
You.
All
thank
right.
you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Wonderful job, team. We're doing great tonight. All right. We're going to go ahead and bring on our next caller if everyone's ready here.
Ready.
And, all right. Our next caller for today is coming under area code 678. Hello, caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening. My name is Yvette, and I am calling from Georgia.
Yes, hello, Yvette in Georgia. How are you doing today?
Hi,
Yvette.
I am headed near Stone Mountain. Hello, how are you doing?
Okay. Cool, I'm in Marietta.
Oh, okay, great. You're not far. Not far at all.
Nope.
My question this evening is I would like to know if my finance is going to change so that I may be able to purchase another home this year.
Okay. Let's see here. Well, I'm going to have to clarify something with you to begin with. I keep seeing a rental property. So do you have a rental property that you're renting to someone or that you're renting yourself?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm seeing the rental property, and then I am actually getting the yes, but somehow there's a relation between switching funds to the new place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you will have that goal met within this year and within the timeline, in the timeline that you're asking about, okay? One thing that I am getting that's held it up so long now is the procrastination, and you're beginning to learn how not to procrastinate anymore, and it's also about the time management, okay?
Okay, that's good. That's good, but thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, our next caller for today is under the area code 617. Hello, caller. You should be live and on air. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello. Hi, this is Annette calling from Boston.
Hello,
hey, Annette
from Boston.
Hi, what's everybody?
Wonderful.
Good.
Doing great.
Good.
How may we help you?
Well, my question is in regards to romance or relationship. Do you see a relationship coming this year for me?
Okay. Wow, you know what I do? And the first thing that pops out is like, it's so weird because March has been like the month of relationships, so I'm kind of like, this is a refresher for me. I am seeing around April 1st to the 5th, okay? And I'm seeing a gorgeous man coming into your life. He's going to have a mix between ethnicity and Caucasian. His ethnicity
wow.
may have a bit of a Spanish feel or a conquistador kind of feel to him
Ooh.
Is what I'm getting. And I'm really feeling that this man has a lot of success in his life. He is a successful business owner. Mind you, his business is not very large, but he lives comfortably, okay? One of the things that I'm seeing is that it's related to construction, but he also might have a small towing business, okay? Oh, yes. And this is how you will know him. Besides his eyes, you will know him through his business.
Oh, my God. When you mentioned eyes,
mm-hmm.
I had to me, it was more of a vision because
mm-hmm.
I knew someone was coming. And little by little, I would get images of him.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say probably about 2 weeks ago, I actually saw him. And what stood out with him? Was his eyes.
Mm.
He had the most beautiful eyes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, sweetie, I hope this helps you. And Cindy,
Absolutely.
Are you getting anything?
I got an immediate loud yes, yes, she's
mm-hmm.
going to find him this year when she asked the question before you even started speaking. And she's going to know. She's going to know when he comes. She's going to have that magical connection.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm going to add something to that because Annette doesn't realize that she's my Sunday buddy with Alyssa and Elizabeth.
Oh,
so
yes. Oh, my
I am
God.
Telling you that I have been through
oh,
you with your with your journey. So as a listener of you,
oh
I just think that you need to know that you're going to be in a relationship and just know that you're still going through your transition if you recall, and I know you're going through it, so just
yes.
know that it's all going to happen, but right now it's all about you, not anybody
yes.
else.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
keep that in mind right now.
Oh,
stay focused,
God.
Girl. Stay focused.
Oh,
and don't forget to raise
right
your hand.
When that right person comes, know it'll be the one that you won't have
yeah.
to feel like you're settling. It'll be everything
oh, yeah.
you're looking for.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Oh, Lolita, I can't believe this.
Yes, it's me.
Well,
oh, my God.
Oh, you're excellent. Excellent, honey.
Thank
you guys
you.
Are beautiful. Beautiful.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
God bless
you.
Have a wonderful
bye,
now.
Lisa, sweetie.
Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, guys, it looks like our next caller here, or our next couple of callers, look to be coming from my home state in Florida. Today, our next caller is from area code 561 with the first three digits 672. Hello, caller, you are live. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Lena from Florida. How are you?
And doing
Hi,
wonderful
Lisa.
Today, Lena.
I wanted to ask you, I just broke up with a man named John, and he's been driving me up and down emotionally. You know,
mm-hmm.
On one hand, he wants to get married, picking out engagement rings, and then the next, now he's tells me I get him nervous, and now we broke up, and
mm-hmm.
I am just really
Lena,
fed up.
Lena, sweetie, I'm going to clarify something for you right away, honey. This is not the man of your dreams, and while he has the capability to be that, he will not go through the healing he needs up until about 10 years from now. I don't like to give bad news, and most of the time I give good news, but I have to be honest with what I see, okay? This man, he is a sweetheart. He has a heart of gold, but that's not what always is on the outside. For the most part, what's on the outside is an egotistical kind of person who loves to show kindness, but only when it benefits him at that moment. And that's what he's using to try and hide his true insecurities and escape from his own problems.
Yeah, I keep telling him he needs counseling, but he doesn't want to face it. And
mm-hmm.
he wants to leave the door open as a friend, and I don't think I can emotionally do that.
I agree with you. It's only going to bring you down. And it's, honestly, I don't say this a lot because Adam doesn't believe in burning bridges unless you absolutely have to. But I believe it is necessary for you to sever all ties and connections with him, especially your emotional and spiritual cords. Because honestly, honey, all he is doing is draining you and holding you back from being able to receive that right man in your life that the universe has been waiting to give you.
Do you think I'm going to hear from him, or he's going to bother me or anything?
He will leave you alone for a while, but remember, he will always try and come back to reconnect with you in some fashion. And I feel that if you ignore him up to about 6 months later, you will never hear from him again.
Can it take 6 months for him to stop bothering me?
Yes.
Yeah, but I think you can
have
change
to remain
that
consistent
you're...
with your ignoring of him.
Yeah, you have
what
a choice here.
I didn't hear her. What did you say?
I said you can actually change that, but you have that choice to change that. It's like you're allowing him to actually treat you like that. So you can actually say no. It doesn't have to take that long. I think you have to decide in your mind to really let him go and really look at Lena and say, does Lena really take this? Do you respect yourself more than enough to, you know, have him make you go through that emotional journey? I think you really need to make it a conscious decision whether you really want him in your life or you don't. And I think it's that going back and forth. So I think, you know, once you make that decision and not pick up the phone and not take his journey along with you, I think it will be much easier. And you can shorten the time length. I think you just need to go through that and figure it out, whether you want to deal with him or not.
Wow, it's been an emotional month for me. I'm telling you, this guy is taking me on such an emotional
You're allowing that, though, sweetie. You're allowing him to do that. Again, it's a choice. So make this your last day and say it's done. Clear your cords and just let it go, and it's possible. I think sometimes we allow ourselves to go on that journey, but, hon, you have every choice and every conscious decision to make, and you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Lena, I went down that road, and I was on a roller coaster with somebody, and when you finally have enough and you close that door, life gets so much better and so much more peaceful, but you have to be ready to make that decision and follow it through, and you'll know when you're ready. Roller coasters, you can tolerate for a little while, but if you stay on them nonstop, they'll make you sick.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll lose your health. And I did that too, and I got my health back.
No, I don't need that.
Roller coasters are a tough ride.
No, I don't need the constant negativity in my life. And then he turns it around and plays this passive aggressive behavior with me that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then says he wants to marry me, he's in love with me. And it's just
honey,
like,
he's the type of guy that's playing mind games with you in order to, when he finally commits, he's going to be the most controlling individual you've ever known or have ever imagined, honey. He would be one of those individuals once finally committed where he doesn't let you out of the house. You wouldn't be able to talk to anybody besides him. And this is because he has such a lack of control of himself and such a lack of control of his own emotions and feelings towards himself.
Wow. You don't think he's dangerous, do you?
I don't really feel that he'll start stalking you or anything like that, but you need to sever the cords now, honey. You've known that you've been ready for quite some time to do that. You're just kind of fearful that if you've done it, he might escalate into becoming a more dangerous individual. But it's best to do it now, because the longer we prolong it, the more dangerous it might become.
Okay. Well, I appreciate all your help.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
I'm really glad, guys, that we were able to shed some light on the subject for her today.
Yeah. It's a tough situation she's in.
Oh, yes. All right. Our next caller for today is also from area code 561 with the first three digits 900. Hello, caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, hi. My name is Gloria from Boca in Florida.
Yes,
now,
hello, Gloria.
Oh, how are you? Hello, this is my first time calling. I'm just wondering, okay, I have this boyfriend and we live together. I have two children for it's been a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's a good guy and we get along nice, but he's like he drinks and he slowed
mm-hmm.
down the drinking. He stopped smoking, but he's mm-hmm. overweight and, you know, he's not into health or working out.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, like a few four or five months ago, the sex just like stopped. We became like brother and sister. I mean, I don't know if he's cheating on me, if I should bother competing with the bottle. I mean, I just don't know what to do. You know,
sweetie,
we love each
I
other.
Understand. Mm-hmm.
But it got like a little funny now. It's like weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, number one, sweetie, he's not cheating on you. What he's gone into is a very deep depression. As he slowed down the drinking, he's begun to realize he has to face the very problems that he was escaping from with the drinking, the problems he was using the drinking to get away from. Okay, and
because
while he does still have the same amount of love and the same amount of caring for you and even for himself, it feels to me like he's just gone into a really deep depression. Now, I feel him coming out of it, but I also feel one of the reasons he's pulled away from you, sweetie, is because it's not so bad that you're trying to be there and help him heal and help him do better, but I feel that, you know, even being there as that kind of support right now is pushing him away because it's making him face the problems even more so. It's that constant reminder that he's trying to face the problems that has him, you know, going a little bit deeper into them. What I do feel and what I've got to say here is that you kind of hit it on the nail for me, and that's a first because normally it's a psychic that hits it on the nail. Anyway, the first thing when you started talking that I picked up on was problems with food. So I don't know if he's not eating, but you said that he was overweight, and that kind of rung a bell because I was getting the whole problem with food thing going on. Could you explain to me what might be happening there?
Well, you know, he's pre-diabetic. I keep on reminding him of the sugar. He's got high blood
mm-hmm.
pressure. You know, he's on depression pills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to help, but, you know, I'm like nagging, which isn't really my
mm-hmm.
style, but it's like so important, you know?
I know. Well, come on, you can't help but feel propelled to do so. So I feel that a couple of days where you're just acting as if nothing's a problem or, you know, not even acting as if nothing's a problem, but just kind of easing off of it for a few days might end up helping him come out a little bit more of the depression and feeling a little bit more like he's able to face it without feeling so pushed.
I know, but it's like a little weird. We became like brother and sister now. I mean,
yeah.
I don't really want to live like that.
Oh, of course not, honey. And that's not going to always be the case. And it's certainly not going to last for very long. But, sweetie, you know, right now all he needs is some compassion and he needs your patience. I know that's asking for a lot right now, but that's what he needs from you the most.
You know, it's like to get him to get off the couch is like a major fight. I just, you know, I don't see, you know, I know he's depressed, but I don't really see it. He's got a nice job, a nice
mm-hmm.
family, a nice,
mm-hmm.
beautiful home. I mean, like, you know, swimming pool. I mean, like, you know, come on. Like,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you got to pick yourself up a little, too. Of course, he
mm-hmm.
needs medicine. You take your medicine. And, you know, I don't, I just don't get it.
According to what I'm feeling, hon, he's having a very late midlife crisis, okay? And he should have had this quite a long time ago, but I think it's finally hitting him, okay? And the reason it was prolonged so long is because he's always tried to run away and use different types or different forms of crutches to escape from his problems. Okay.
The doctor, and they said to take, like, Levitra and stuff, and he won't take that. I feel like he just won't take it from me. Why?
It's a matter of pride, honey. It's a matter of pride.
So
if pride's getting in the way. Well, you will be able to enjoy the physical actions with him down the road, and it will be soon. But right now, he just needs some few days of silence to help him cope.
So you don't think anything else?
Well, sweetie, he just needs some days of silence, and I'm trying to do this as compassionate and convey this as compassionate as possible. What he's going through right now has nothing to do with you. The lack of sex, the lack of emotion, and being more like brother and sister right now, it has nothing to do with you in particular. It has everything to do with his childhood. Okay?
What do you think was wrong with his childhood?
I'm not sure. That's just where I'm able to pinpoint it coming from.
Because his ex-wife divorced him and took all his money, you think that's it?
It's a part of it, but it's all rooted within childhood when he was a child, sweetie. But we do have some other callers, so we're going to have to go.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to see if Cindy felt anything on this one.
I didn't get anything different than what you got, Adam. That if she backed off and didn't make it an issue, even though she still cares and she can still put forth that energy for him when he isn't lifted up himself enough to be able to stay in that positive mind frame.
That she
could still send out that energy for him and try and hold that space around him without verbally addressing it and making it an issue to deal with.
Okay. Well, hopefully we've been able to help you somewhat today, and we send our brightest blessings.
Thank you. God bless you guys, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye, sweetie.
All right. Now, our next caller is coming from area code 954. Hello, caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hi. Good evening. My name is Natalie, and I'm calling from Florida.
Yes. Hello, Natalie. What part of Florida are you in?
Sunrise.
Oh, one of my hometowns. How may we help you today?
I was calling to see if you guys see anything about my love life.
Okay. Well, I will take a moment to tune in. Cindy or Lolita, if you're feeling any messages for her, feel free to go ahead. Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm feeling, sweetie, is that you've had a very rough past few years, and I'm looking about 3 to 4 years here that you've been kind of struggling back and forth with love life as well as with finances here. And there are two really good outcomes about to happen for you, even though you're not asking about finances and just about love. Okay. One is that your love life is going to take off. I'm getting the timeline out as we speak. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, your love life is going to be taking off around the 19th of this month, okay? There is a beautiful gentleman who is going to be coming into your life, okay? He is on a very stable basis emotionally and within life itself. He is not the richest individual and does not own his own business, but he does work for a pretty well-known corporation and earns a good penny every month, okay? He's basically on a salary from what I can tell. He has a very beautiful spirit. He is more fluid. He goes with the flow of things. He never tries to force anything to go one way or another. But when he sees something he wants, he will do every effort he can, unaggressively, to get to that goal. Okay? I am also sensing here that there is a breakthrough coming up in finances. This will happen a lot sooner. This will come in around the 13th and the 14th of this month, which is only in a matter of a few days. Have you been looking for a new form of work or a new form of income?
No, I've been at my job for 6 years now, and I mean, I have applied because I, you know, everybody's leaving and one is wondering what's going on. If like the, you know, the CEO and the director, everybody's like new ventures, and we're all thinking like it's gonna go down. But I've been there for a while. I don't think it broke up, but I. Is it the same guy that I broke up recently with, or is it a new guy?
No, this is a totally new person, honey.
Okay.
He, in fact, will look familiar, but he doesn't look like the old guy. Okay. He will look familiar. He's going to have a sense of familiarity with you. And I'm feeling that by divine right, and this is not very often that I say this, but by divine right, this is a totally new person you've never met in this lifetime who is actually going to turn out to be your soulmate and twin flame. Okay?
Wow. That's good news.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah, the past 3 years it's been up and down
with
my relationship, to say the least.
Oh, yes. All right, sweetie. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, everyone. We're going to be taking our next caller here momentarily. Cindy, are you still with us?
I am.
Wonderful.
I was just thinking seems to be the year for soulmate relationships coming in.
Oh, yes. It does really seem that way, doesn't it? All right. And Lolita, are you still with us, sweetie?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that.
Okay. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 808. Hello, caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I'm calling from Hawaii.
Hello, Sandra in Hawaii. How may we help you today?
I recently went through a breakup almost 3 weeks ago, and I'm wondering if you see anything else in store for me as far as relationships go.
Okay. Give me one moment, sweetie, and let me see what's happening here. Wow. Okay, this is kind of good, but there is a little bit of a something that you're going to have to take care of here before that comes in, sweetie. Now,
okay.
I know you said that you're in Hawaii, hon, but have you been thinking about moving?
I thought about doing some house sitting in different parts of the world, possibly. That's about it. Maybe moving to my apartment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I see a move happening, and then you're going to meet the guy of your dreams, okay?
Okay.
Now, he is going to be rather tall. Okay.
Some people
like it tall, some people don't, but this guy's pretty tall, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He has a tan, he has a good complexion. Here's the difference. He is not in Hawaii, however, he is in the states nearby Hawaii. Okay, so he's kind of on that tip of the states where it's closest to Hawaii, but still within the connected part of the states.
Like Seattle or maybe...
Something around Seattle. And it looks good to me because he looks like he is a very, very spontaneous kind of individual. And if the mood strikes him, he will travel to be with the one he loves. Unlike most long-distance relationships, guys will not do a thing. They always look for the woman to travel. It's an egotistical kind of deal. But this guy is very in tune with one's emotions. He is an empath, okay, just like yourself. And you call it a lot of intuitive ability, which he has, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really sensing that there is a lot of celebration here because you both are around each other's age. In fact, you may share the same birthday, which is very unusual in to find.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the weirdest things is while you've never met this individual, he seems to be someone that may have been known by someone within your family a while back.
Okay.
So this is kind of cool, you know. So you may have known a common friend or a common family member, but you're going to end up meeting someone very soon of this genre.
Someone has just showed up in my life just recently. What do you think of this person that's just showed up?
He's a passerby, honey. Well, he has a good heart. He's not ready for a relationship, to be honest.
Okay. All right. I'm struggling with the healing of this. The last one, the breakup was kind of traumatic. I was kind of drawn along for almost 3 years. And I'm struggling with getting over it. Do you think I'm going to have a problem with that? I feel like I'm kind of mad at myself for letting that happen.
The only reason you're not healing so well about it is because you don't believe you are. You have to change your perception a little bit, and then it'll be so much easier.
Okay. All right.
All right. And Cindy, are you picking up anything? Or Lolita, do you have any messages for her?
The only thing I was picking up, Adam, is I keep feeling like the person she just broke up with, she will be hearing from again, and she'll get that final closure that she needs to move on.
Wonderful.
Okay. Yeah, no closure. I had to kind of beg for some kind of closure. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Cindy, do you have any way or any messages that you want to bring across for the way that people might get a hold of you for healing?
Well, I am working on my website at this time, and it should be active soon, but I will maybe be in touch with you on your next show with that information, but I can give out my phone number.
Okay.
If anyone would like to call and schedule any healing sessions, my phone number is 352-702-2639, and you can call anytime, and we can talk about what you need and schedule a time. If you're nearby, I do healings in person, and I also do distant energy healings by phone as well.
Are you in Gainesville?
No, actually, I was near Gainesville, and I'm further south now in the Sarasota-Manatee area.
Oh, okay. That's like I recognize that area code. My main corporate office is based out of Gainesville, that's why.
Yes, I was in Ocala, right next
to Gainesville. Oh, okay,
awesome. Yep.
And Lolita, I wanted to hook the two of you up because she is a master Reiki person, so I kind of wanted to hook you two up so you can chit chat.
Okay, no,
very awesome.
Yeah,
you'll have to give me a call.
Wonderful.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take one last caller for today. Our last caller for today is coming under we're going to announce that in a minute. Just once more, we are having a special on today with our website. You can receive a full half an hour for only $10, and that is available through our website at howpsychic.com. Our last caller for today is area code 501. Hello, caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Adam, it's Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. How you doing?
Hey, girl.
Hi, Lolita.
Hey.
How is everybody tonight?
Doing good. What's going on with you?
Doing good.
Well, Adam, I was just kind of feeling some contact from Mr. Big, as you call him, but nothing happened today. I was wondering what you got on that.
All right, Lisa. Well, as we do call him Mr. Big, ironically enough, I am sensing that he's had her around a little bit more. So she should be gone tomorrow, and we should be getting a call tomorrow from him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know why, and you know for me it's always so hard to pinpoint him, but this one seems to come in very clear today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I forgot to call you back earlier. I do apologize for that.
Oh, that's all right. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, yeah, that's coming in pretty clear today.
Okay.
I actually have a sense, you know what I'm talking about, that something's working right now.
Uh-huh.
And if you know what I mean, the road.
Yep.
That we laid, okay?
Uh-huh,
Yeah, I'm sensing that's working a bit more right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. All right, we have just enough time to take one last caller, seeing as how that's Lisa and didn't take very long. Our very last caller for today is area code 213. Hello, caller. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
I don't believe it. It's Steve in California.
Hello, Steve.
DC more travel for me.
Yes, I do. And just around the corner, are you planning on doing something in April?
I was thinking, you think I should, Adam? I was not sure if I should.
Yeah, because it's going to be good networking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it. You deserve it anyway.
Oh, just L.A., not too far.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, not that far.
Yeah, go for it.
That's cool.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
And I just wanted to mention also, I had a private reading with Reverend Adam myself this week, and if anybody's considering needing a reading and getting some more detailed information, he is absolutely phenomenal.
Thanks.
And I'm looking forward to the next reading as well. He comes just tunes in so specifically and with so much detail. He really connects well. Oh, thank you, Adam. You have been such a blessing.
You're welcome. And it is an honor to have you here and co-hosting as our special co-host for today.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Hope to have you on a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome to come on the show whenever you want. Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome. Well, I enjoyed it. I had a good time. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, and once more, it is always an honor to have you here as my primary co-host, Reverend Lolita. And we want to thank everyone out there for calling in and for listening to the show. Once more, we do apologize for the chat room being closed tonight or this evening, but we should have it up back and running next week. Once more, check out our specials over at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Once more, and thanks to you all, we are growing each and every week. Namaste and good night.
Good night. Namaste.
Namaste.
Good night, everyone. Have a blessed week.